Well, this is actually a great segue to the second part of this topic. So what is leadership skills? How should we, when we say you got to develop leadership skills, what are we asking others to demonstrate in their, what are the qualities do you think the company is looking for in a leader?
I think there, you know, I think there's a few. I think one is being a thought leader.
Absolutely.
You know, and being able to convey those thoughts clearly and communicate, which is the second piece, is the communication piece. I think leading from the front is a very big thing to me, right? Having the trust of the people that work for you and feeling like they can try, and if they don't succeed fully or succeed, they'll, you know, they're trusted to try again to succeed. And understanding how to, as much as you can, set them up for success, right? I don't know if that's necessarily a skill or not, but I think it's important when
it
people
are,
you know, leading. I know I look up to people who do that. I looked up to a couple of my bosses that were, you knew you weren't going to get thrown under the bus, that they were leading from the front.
And they were protecting your...
And they would, you know, for... Of course, you have to earn that trust, right?
Right.
But they weren't in it for themselves in that way. Like, I felt very comfortable. In fact, I felt very much the opposite. Like, I didn't do enough for them. And I feel like that is a quality you want from people working for you, because they always want to strive to do more. Not selfishly, but because they want to do what's right for, you know, the group and the company itself and the business.
So how about this? Let's separate a little bit, because we talked about the fact that every level needs leadership skills. So let's talk about, what does leadership skill look like for an individual contributor? And then let's separately talk about, what does leadership look like when you are the leader of a team?
Because
that seems different, right?
Yeah.
For an individual contributor, I think you already said a couple things, but one... A couple things. First is thought leadership.
Correct.
Regardless the fact of whether you lead a team or not, you need to have original thought. Because you are bringing a certain level of expertise, and you probably know your job the best. And the leaders who manage you are actually relying on you to maybe even disagree with them if you have good logical reasons. Right, I think some people mistakenly think, oh, you know, I need to say yes to my boss because my boss must know more. Actually, that's not true. A lot, and it's not about saying no all the time, but it's about having a healthy discussion, because you are hired for your knowledge, for your thought process, and for your leadership. So if you see something that is decided that you have data against, you should speak up. And being not afraid to speak up is actually a really important quality in an individual contributor, in addition to having, which is kind of what you said about communication skills, right? Being able to have original thought, being able to communicate those thoughts in a professional way. It's not about making people look good or bad. It's really about helping the business. And lastly, I think you talked a little bit about it in terms of dedication or passion. You have a certain passion towards the work, so that you are,
I think
you
it's
don't,
a constant
you,
improvement.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Feel
you're
like you
not
wanna...
doing the job because you're paid.
Correct.
Because someone's making you. You're
Correct.
Doing it because you care.
Right.
And that is about what leading yourself means.
And that's part of values and principles of a person, right?
Right.
In my opinion, is that.
Yeah, and a lot of managers, myself included, when I see someone who really takes ownership of things and care, then I listen. I will actually give them the benefit of the doubt, because
well,
I know
you build that trust.
They're trying, right?
Bond.
I know they're trying.
Yeah.
And nobody's perfect, managers or individual contributors. So it is okay to make those mistakes. But like you said, as an individual contributor, you got to earn that trust first, so that you show that you know what you're trying to do. You show that you have that dedication. But then have that original thought. Be able to speak up. Help your own entire team be better is your job, and that's where you'll stand out. compared to someone that's maybe saying yes.
And
to
I always everything. Thought a piece of advice that was valuable was when someone said, "Own it like I mean, run it like you own it."
Right.
Right. Meaning like it's literally your business. What would you do for this business?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I actually say that to my team because my team would say, "Hey, here's what's going on. You know, what should we do?"
You might have been the one that told me it.
And instead of me telling them what they should do, I asked them because I said, "Hey, I respect where you're coming from. I respect the knowledge you have that I don't."
Yep.
So if you put your own money in this business, what would you decide to do if you had 100% of the authority? And then they tell me. And that's what I love about it, because sometimes they tell me things that I don't actually agree with. But I'm like, oh, I should listen because I didn't know this part.
Yeah.
And so it makes the entire team better when everyone's voicing
their opinions. And I think what people need to keep in mind also is that, you know, having a vigorous conversation, meaning debate back and forth, doesn't mean you're wrong.
Right.
It just means you're bantering and proving your point, and it's just a point-for-point discussion.
You're thinking it through.
Correct.
With your team.
Correct. Right. And it's not a bad thing. And if it doesn't land the way you think it should land, I mean, sometimes it'll happen, sometimes it won't. You pick your battles, so-called.
Per se, right.
And you move on. But if it's best for the business, that's the lens it should always go through, right? I think where things start getting hazy is when we have our own political motives or our own agendas, or when it starts looking through that. And something someone had said about Elon Musk that I thought was interesting was that for some reason he lost that ability to be influenced by that type of thing long ago. He just gets down to the basics of it, and he goes by what they call first principle thinking. Mm. And it's getting down to the basics of something. And even if someone says that's not possible, he breaks the problem down into their very raw, simplistic,
the smallest decisions, right?
And fundamental pieces, right?
Right.
To the point where he says, well, if all of this looks like, from our calculations, is supposed to work,
then we should go with
it. Well, and there's probably a high probability that it will work.
Right.
And that was how they formed scaling their battery, the manufacturing of their batteries for Tesla.
Hmm.
Because originally they were, you know, partnering with someone to buy the batteries, and it was costing too much.
So I think you're saying two different things. One is you're saying that if you're a leader and you are listening to different opinions, you at the end of the day still have to make that call. And you got to make that call based on your, what maybe say,
what information.
First principle. Yeah. What information is available at the time.
Because
there's going to be lots of people worrying about things that may or may not be true. And you can never prove. And you, at the end of the day, Jeff Bezos said this, you got to make a decision with 60% of the information because otherwise it's too late.
And what I found is that, you know, leadership is hard, right? And what I find is one of the it's about making tough decisions sometimes. That's what I think will separate the leader from just someone who is, you know, barking orders or something, right?
Exactly. Well, I think the other point you made, or maybe you implicitly made this point, is if you're an individual contributor, you also need to know when to let your leader make the decision. There's a point where it's almost stubbornness or lack of perceptiveness
mm-hmm.
if you're actually keep drilling your point and not actually listening to the larger context. Sometimes a lot of, and I've done this before, where being young and being very like, I know my stuff, I know my things, it's wrong. Well, maybe you only see a sliver of the context. And so you should contribute that sliver. But when actually your leader shares the larger context, listen. Because sometimes you may not have a choice and the direction has already been set. You got to learn the balance of when to contribute sort of your thoughts. And then when it's like, the decision is made. Now the next thing is to go and not to keep fighting the decision that's already been made.
Yeah.
And being a leader in an individual situation actually means sometimes accepting and following that decision.
Yeah, and I mean, even Steve Jobs in his early days when he was leading, I mean, he would push and push and push to the point where if he didn't get his way, he'd cry in meetings, apparently.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was written in a biography, but I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But there was a story. They interviewed this guy. I think his name's Joni Ivey, mm-hmm. who was the guy who designed the original, what was the Mac with the colors?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he told the story. It's a video on YouTube. Anyway, you can look it up. And he basically, and I might not get this all right, but the spirit of it was interesting to me when Joni Ivey goes to Steve Jobs and says, hey, that feedback you gave my people is particularly harsh.
Uh-huh.
Can we do something about making it softer or like delivering it in a better way?
Uh-huh.
And Steve Jobs replied to him, and Joni Ivey distinctly said, he goes, I was mad at first, but when he said, after I thought about it, he was absolutely right. He turned to Joni Ivey and he said, I'm disappointed in you. And Joni Ivey was confused.
Uh-huh.
And Jobs goes, you just want people to like you.
Mm.
And he said, I would have thought you would have put the work first.
Interesting.
And I was completely blown away by that story. And Joni Ivey said, you know what? After I looked at it, he was absolutely right. And I think as Steve Jobs got more mature and older, even though some of the things he said was harsh, which was incredibly harsh at times, like it was bad, right, supposedly. But there were certain these nuggets of how he looked at the world and management that you had to see, like, wow, there was some genius in that, right? So I thought that was a fascinating
story. That's a great story. That's a great segue to also now, if we're talking about leaders now of people, of organizations, what leadership skills... Because there's no perfect leader, right?
Correct.
And there's actually an interesting, a very interesting nugget to what you just said, which is that aha of like, leaders are not there to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
That is not your primary
That's
job.
That's why it's tough to be a leader.
You are there to provide the vision, the inspiration, and the support for your people to get to a certain outcome.
Well, and also, you're there to make decisions. And sometimes those decisions are very hard things to make, right? Like,
right.
There's some hard calls you have to make.
Actually, I would say most of the calls are hard.
They're
because
not easy.
In business, it's never black and white. Like, you know, I come from an engineering background. When you code, either compiles and runs or it doesn't. And so it seems a lot more black and white. But in business, there's never perfect information. You're never going to get enough information to make the right decision. You're never going to know what your competition
Correct.
Is doing, what your customer will truly do when you launch a product. So you got to go somewhat with your gut, but you also have to give up the need to know all the information before you make the decision.
Most definitely.
And a lot of times, your different teams will have different feedback for you.
Yep.
And you could be making a very unpopular decision, but it is based on your experience as a leader. And because you're that leader, you're not only, I would say, making the call, but you're also, if you're a good leader, you're the person that stands behind that call.
And defends it.
And defends it,
yeah.
Right? So if shit comes a certain way, pardon my language, but if something goes wrong, you don't go, oh, it's that person.
So I was going to bring that up because then it becomes also the next level of that. If it doesn't go right, are you that person that starts pointing fingers to other people? Because then
you're not
I
a leader.
Think there's a well, and also just by nature there will be a degradation of people's respect.
Yeah, yeah.
In you know, how you actually their perception of you.
Right.
Which will alter the way they respond to you.
Absolutely.
Whether it's subtly or whether it's very much directly.
I always it's interesting. I've had a various amount of bosses and leaders in my career. I think the best thing I've ever learned is that as a leader, you give the credit always to your team when there's victories. When there's problems, you stand in front of your entire team and make sure you understand you are ultimately accountable regardless what happened
yeah.
by the team, right? And that actually not only is a model to say to your team, but really you got to live by it because that's what provides the safety for your team to try stuff and make mistakes and dare to say things because it's a safer environment for them.
Yeah.
They know that you're in front of that and that you're going to watch their six if anything happens. And you're supposed to have the most experience to help have a team work together and motivate towards something that is brand new, for example.
Well, when I started my career, I absolutely had no idea what leadership was. Like, I literally had no idea what it was. I thought just get numbers in, crush your number, and that'll lead the way. And I found out that was not...
It's like, if you build it, they'll come.
Correct. Kind of feeling. And it was not... it definitely did not lead to the outcome I thought it would. Huh. Okay. And after I saw a pattern of that, I had to turn and look at myself and say, something's not going right here. And what I realized is a lot of what the blog is about and the advice that's given was things I didn't even know existed.
Right.
And when you don't know they exist, there's no way of
realizing it has an impact,
That it has an impact, right? And I believe there's a million of me or more out there.
Right.
There's got to be. There's no way. Because I'm an average guy that you know, went to an average school. Although I loved my school. I loved who I was there with. We didn't think, you know, there was a few people that did think in terms of being, you could tell their personalities were, they were going to be leaders, mm-hmm. but the vast majority of us were going to be workers.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that because that's very common in just in the United States alone. Most of the schools
are
teaching you to work, right? Yeah. And teaching you to go into your field of study. And you'll
work for someone.
Correct. And there's nothing wrong with that. Trust me.
Majority of people are workers.
I was.
Yeah.
Right. And just, I think I was, there was a few things that got lucky for me. I met key people mm-hmm. that, and one being you that actually coached me. And then the other things is I picked an industry that was growing and I just happened to study something on my own, by the way, outside of school. I learned this all outside of school. And it actually, I realized that, okay, there's more to this than just showing up to your work, your job, and working on what you're working, right?
Yeah.
It really is trying to contribute to the greater picture of it and actually helping your boss, like, make it easier for him by owning the piece completely and outright, right? And that's where I'm tying all of this back in, is once I realized that, things just got a lot more clearer.
Yeah. And what you're saying is it's, there's a lot of focus on hard skills, even in school.
Correct.
And it's easy to think, oh, you know, if I deliver the numbers, if I do my job, if I turn it in on time, I should just be online to go to the next level.
Correct.
But a lot of what's not discussed are these soft skills, starting with leadership skills.
Correct.
Where there's some things extra that Correct. Is not, nobody can dictate to you how you can be a leader in your role.
Correct.
But the leaders that do demonstrate that they have something extra beyond what is told to them to do are the ones that will advance, that will also have more control over their careers.
I think they'll just have a better chance at advancing.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.